Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
As you probably are well aware, Ireland is coming under increasing pressure to get on board with OECD proposals to establish a minimum corporate tax rate, a move that would see our rate move from 12.5% up to at least 15%. And while the OECD and the US are keen to see this happen, so too is the European Union. Our corporate tax rate has been a thorny issue in Europe for some time. So could it be that Brussels is starting to view us as not quite as European as we used to be? Owen Dray is an Irish economist working in Brussels. He joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Owen.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Now, just to kind of put maybe Ireland's economic strategy into context, it's often said that, you know, we're a very prosperous country, we're prosperous in European terms. Is that actually the case?
Well, I think it certainly depends on what your definition of wealth, what that actually applies to. Certainly, there have been some recent research to show that according, say, to purchasing power, we would be maybe ranked middle of the pack in Europe. And that's essentially down to the very high price levels in Ireland and the very low provision of public services such as childcare or subsidised education.
Mm. So we're probably, because we're not doing as well as perhaps we're being told we're doing.
Well, I think sometimes that you know, the message is more clear in Brussels than possibly it is in Dublin. But certainly when you think that, you know, Ireland's GDP economic growth figures are no longer taken as a sound basis of calculation in Brussels, simply because the multinational companies distort those figures too much. So in one sense, we're a victim of our own success. We have been so successful in attracting so much foreign investment, particularly from the United States, that it's had a distorting effect on how our economic statistics are perceived.
And so has that put us in a position, or maybe were we always in this position, that Ireland is attempting to face in two directions at the one time in terms of its relationship with Europe?
Absolutely. But I do think that possibly in the last decade that the situation has become even more serious, because we've been so successful in raising our wealth levels and raising the prosperity of the country. That's what's happened now is that we are actually a net contributor to the EU budget rather than drawing money out of Brussels every year. We're a net contributor. So in effect, then that has shown even more how distorted our economic figures have become, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah.
In the sense of, like, if you were to look at our GDP figures, you would say that we're, you know, the wealthiest country in Europe. But I think, you know, when you're living in Ireland, you can see that is not the case.
Now, so, I mean, in terms of the push towards more European unity, particularly to do with tax harmonisation, it kind of one might be forgiven for thinking that Irish politicians might say, oh, yeah, we're all in favour of that. But actually, that's the last thing they want.
Absolutely. I think what has happened, though, particularly over the last 5 or 6 years, is that there has been a great kind of, coming together of thinking about, particularly about corporate tax, both in Brussels and now with the Biden administration in Washington. So I do feel that the international landscape has changed fundamentally. And I think even last week we saw with the US Chamber of Commerce in Ireland saying that, you know, if there's a global tax agreement, then, you know, it's probably better that Ireland should be part of the solution as opposed to being outside and deemed to be part of the problem.
Mm. Though has that affected then our standing in Brussels? Because it seems like we're an outlier now in all of this.
Yeah, but personally, I feel it has significantly impacted the credibility of Ireland in Brussels. And I feel it's not just down to the tax issue. It's also down to Ireland's positioning on things like digital services and privacy, data protection. But I do think 10 years ago, Ireland was never mentioned as a tax haven in a Brussels context. But I can tell you from working in Brussels day to day that, you know, Ireland is now commonly referred to as a tax haven along the margins of official and unofficial EU meetings.
And those previous issues you mentioned, digital services and data protection, how is Ireland differing with the rest of Europe there?
Well, particularly, I think a lot of member states, a lot of member states in Europe, and certainly aspects of the European institutions, would think that Ireland has been so successful in attracting US investment, particularly from US tech companies, that that has compromised our ability to be seen as an independent arbiter of, say, you know, the EU's data protection policies, which ultimately Ireland has a huge responsibility for, because so many of the tech companies are located in Ireland, and it's Ireland's job on behalf of the EU to implement those policies.
That just sounds like they don't trust us, because we're, you know, we don't want to bite the hand that feeds us.
Well, trust, I suppose, it is composed of many different aspects. And I suppose credibility is one of those issues. I would draw attention to the fact that the Irish Data Protection Commissioner recently brought out a judgment against WhatsApp for some data protection violations. And what the documentation there actually revealed was that the Irish regulator, wanted a significantly smaller fine against WhatsApp, and it took 8 or 9 US member or EU member states to protest at Ireland's decision, that finally resulted in a much enlarged fine for WhatsApp. So I don't know about trust, but certainly I think that many EU member states are keeping a very close eye on what Ireland does in terms of data protection. And, well, you know, but people can draw their own conclusions.
But WhatsApp and then and the Apple tax ruling, they seem to be of a piece then.
Yes, and I think the thing to consider for Ireland is that, like, you know, there's a lot to be said for seen to be part of the solution as opposed to be part of the problem. I would look at a country like Estonia, which has also voiced initial opposition to the global corporate tax rate, but isn't attracting half the amount of say, media attention that Ireland is. And that's because, like, Estonia has some very principled objections, mainly that proposals for a global minimum tax should exclude smaller companies, and that smaller taxes or that smaller countries need to be able, you know, to have tax competition to compete with the bigger member states.
Yeah.
And I think that's the argument that Ireland should be making. And I would hope that Dublin is talking very closely with the Estonians in terms of building, you know, some sort of coherent messaging on that basis.
Yeah, because the corporate tax rate issue has been around for a while, and implicit in Ireland's defence of it is that we are a small country and that we can't really compete with the likes of Germany or France. It's a bit odd.
Exactly.
We haven't been making that argument yet.
Yes. Now, in fairness to Pascal Donoghue, the Minister for Finance, I have heard him try to make that argument. But unfortunately, it just gets drowned out by, I suppose, the very Irish obsession with this 12.5% rate. But what I could see, certainly what's happened in the last couple of days and some of the announcements by the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, that is, I think we are seeing kind of a testing of the ground in Dublin about, some movement that Ireland could move to be seen to be part of the solution.
Yeah. Now, it does seem as if sooner or later, Ireland is going to sign up for 15%, as long as it's just 15% and not that's the.
Well, that's another point. I think that the Irish really have scope to engage in the process in, because that once you're part of the process, you can engage in trying to change and amend the specific language. The context about the at least 15%, that was put in at French insistence, that 15% wouldn't be seen to be, you know, the very base minimum. So certainly I would be hoping that at this very moment that, you know, Dublin is engaging with other smaller countries to build a coalition to seek to, you know, to be able to influence the sort of language that will move forward if the Biden proposals continue.
Is a lot of this moot, though, to the extent that we have a 12.5% corporate tax rate, but very few of those very large corporations pay 12.5% because there's all sorts of loopholes that exist in Irish law?
Well, exactly. But again, I would say that this isn't just an Irish issue. There's a huge debate over the French corporate tax rate. And I can tell you here in Belgium, you know, that if you look up the tax code, the rate is something like 28% or 30%. But I can tell you that very few companies pay anywhere near that percentage. So I think what these proposals are really about as well is trying to bring everybody, especially the big tech companies, onto a level playing field with the other non-tech industrial sectors. I think that's a very important part of the proposals, and I think that hasn't always been properly explained.
Yeah, but would it be fair to say, though, that perhaps Brussels, our European partners, are maybe getting a bit fed up with us now being so intransigent on this issue?
I think Ireland has put up a very good fight in terms of the corporate tax rate, but I think maybe, you know, the time has come to move on to understand where the prevailing climate is in Brussels. And I think, you know, I think we saw it a couple of years ago when the European Commission moved straight away to appeal the Apple tax ruling, that there is a newfound, I suppose, belief in Brussels that this is the way to move forward.
Right. Is this, though, the start of a process, Owen? Or some might say it is a thin end of the wedge. First, it's a harmonised European corporate tax rate, and then other forms of taxation down to personal taxation.
No, certainly I wouldn't see any movement towards personal taxation. That will maintain... be still kind of a national prerogative for the very distant future. But I think what people need to understand also is that even if the Biden administration's proposals fail and the global corporate tax rate doesn't take hold, I think you will see the EU move forward unilaterally to come up with an EU minimum corporate tax rate and probably with an additional EU digital tax. So I think in that context, you know, much more can be gained by engaging in the process, understanding where it's coming from, rather than just stepping outside and saying no.
Owen Dre is an Irish economist working in Brussels at the Wilfried Martin Centre for European Studies. Owen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.